We're talking about a major winter storm affecting not only in South Dakota, but a large portion of the upper Midwest throughout the day today and tonight and into tomorrow. And we're dealing with widespread areas of freezing rain this morning, as we well know here in the Sioux Empire. And gradually that will change to sleet, and then overnight tonight will be changing to snow. So this isn't a storm that's going to be over quickly. It's going to be with us for quite a while.
So you talk about the freezing rain and the snow, and I know it's hard to guess amounts. Are we looking at the potential for ice here as well as snow on top of that, Todd?
Well, yeah, right now, Greg, we've had reports of many power lines down across around the outlying areas of Sioux Falls, and then also within Sioux Falls, and then also ice accumulations of anywhere from right around 1,500 to a quarter of an inch of ice accumulations on the trees and power lines. And so that's causing all kinds of problems. And the biggest concern is that this freezing rain isn't going to end anytime soon. We're looking at eventually, hopefully in the next hour or two, change over to sleet, and that will help minimize the impact so that freezing precipitation will have on our area. But then we got the snow coming in on top of that, and that will add to the weight that's already on these trees and power lines. And so, again, I think we need to be aware and prepared for the possibility of some power outages across the tri-state area.
Todd Heitkamp of the National Weather Service joins us. I know it's hard to predict snowfall amounts here because you don't know exactly when it will change over, but what's your best guess as far as snowfall, Todd?
Well, here in the Sioux Falls area, Greg, I would say right now 5 to 7 inches of snow by, I would say, tomorrow evening. But you don't have to go too far to the north and west, and you're going to run into higher amounts. You get out by central McCook County up into central Moody County, and then areas to the north and west of that are going to experience 10-plus inches. Here on, probably 14 to 15 inches of snow. So travel conditions over the next 24 to 36 hours are going to be very difficult, if not impossible, across the state of South Dakota.
So what are some of the things with the winter storm warning in effect through 1 a.m. Thursday? What are some of the most important things for people to keep in mind?
Well, I think the main thing is if you don't have to travel, don't do it. And if you are traveling because it's an emergency or anything like that, and you just slow down and take your time, and you should be fine. But, prepare for the possibility of power outages. Making sure that you have plenty of non-perishable food items that can be prepared without the use of electricity. Nowadays, in our microwave society, it's very difficult to remember how we open up a can of vegetables or something without any type of electronics or power device. And so we need to be aware of that, prepare for that. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to happen, but we need to be aware of the possibilities.